delegate wrote a letter to the places that every delegation where there was a contest, we were going to seat neither one until the credentials committee decided. In other words, we're seating nobody in Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Mississippi, or the four alternates in Oregon until the credentials committee decides it. Now, that's what I said. Now, obviously, they're all off the temporary roll. Otherwise, Mr. President, you could fight this thing before the credentials committee of the national committee at 10 o'clock in the morning. Then you'd fight it again before the national committee at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then everybody would have to go to the credentials committee at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I see.
It would give them 3 shots.
Yeah, I see.
So I decided that we wouldn't let anybody have any shot until they had 1 shot at 2 o'clock.
I see that.
Now, the question that I wanted to put to you was, I've got a protest on Alabama that isn't very sound, but I can knock them off the temporary roll, too. And it might be a good idea eventually that if we might knock Alabama completely out of the convention if we're going to seat Mississippi. You see, Mississippi technically has agreed, a close question, but I think we could legally say that they've agreed to put your name on the ballot. Alabama hasn't. Now, under the call of the convention, Alabama isn't eligible to sit unless your name is on the state ballot. And if you want to give some thought to that, or whether we knock them off too, and let them come before the credentials committee, and whether we be in a better position of having no delegates from Alabama at all, seating the Mississippi, and then working the other ones out.
Well, you all make me a recommendation on it. All of you do it. Give me a note in it. Give me a note on it.
All right.
Okay.
I'll talk Kenny's here, Jim Rowe is here.
You make them get on it and give me a note on it.
All right. Fine.